Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Some listeners object to my statements, but a growing number of analysts, investment and hedge fund managers, precious metals commentators, and others in related financial markets have come to the conclusion that the gold and silver market prices are being suppressed by the U.S. government, its trading partners, and allies. Well, the trend is for people who used to assert that there was no proof of manipulation to now agree that price suppression is taking place. Perhaps the best place to go to review a scorecard of experts who have come to that conclusion is the Daily Dispatches section of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee website at www.gata.org. Let me give you a sample of some recent postings. Perhaps most interesting is a report prepared by the South Carolina State Treasurer, Curtis Loftus, about the advisability of investing in gold and silver. In one section, the report states, similar to other commodities, the value of gold and silver is determined by supply and demand, as well as speculation. The Federal Reserve, the London Bullion Market Association, JP Morgan Chase, and HSBC Holdings have practiced fractional reserve banking and engaged in naked short selling, causing artificial price suppression. Further down, the report reads, along with chronic delivery delays, some investors have received delivery of bars not matching their contract in serial number and weight. Because of these problems, there are concerns that COMEX may not have the gold inventory to back its existing warehouse receipts. At Future Money Trends, Charles Bitterman from TrimTab's Investment Research concluded that investors and pension funds have been exiting U.S. equities and hedge funds since 2007, and that the U.S. government has been forced to actively manipulate the U.S. stock markets to keep them from crashing. Or you can read analyst Charles Martinson, where he stated, "Also weighing on investors today is the fact that our official data is what I call fuzzy. That is, it is often statistically massaged to make things look a bit rosier than they otherwise might." Even Stanford economics professor John Taylor wrote about financial intervention at the Wall Street Journal's website. Then Jim Grant, writer of Grant's Interest Rate Observer and former columnist for Forbes, gave a scathing interview of Federal Reserve market manipulation on CNBC. This is only some of the information posted in the last week at www.gata.org. Read the source documents or watch the recorded interviews for yourself. Then just try to find any expert who formerly stated that the gold and silver and other markets were manipulated, but now no longer thinks that way. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.